My phone is blowing up with the latest celebrity gossip and entertainment news, from TV to movies to music, with The Bronc Buzz on 107.7 The Bronc Retro. Oh my, what the f***? What is going on today?
Welcome to The Bronc Buzz, your daily dose of sizzling celebrity drama and entertainment news. I'm your host, Heather Batesel, coming at you from 107.7 The Bronc Retro, here at Rye University. Today's Bronc Buzz is sponsored by Cafe 72 and Borough Market Restaurant Bar. Exceed your culinary expectations at Borough Market Restaurant Bar in Pennington. From homemade paninis, homemade soups, and fresh pasta to fresh steaks, chops, and seafood, Borough Market Restaurant Bar will excite your palate like no other restaurant in Mercer County. To make reservations online, it's borougheaterybar.com. New Orange County, Florida Sheriff's deputies who were on the scene during Bob Saget's death back in January were found guilty in dissembling information about the death before his wife, Kelly Rizzo, even knew of her husband's passing. According to the report on Saget's death, deputies Emiliano Silva and Stephen Reed were found guilty in telling their friends and family members of Saget's death during the first 24 hours. These friends and families then posted the information on social media. The two deputies are now suspended for 81 hours. In other news, Drake has a new album called Honestly, Nevermind. This past weekend, the star was found hanging out in Miami following the release of his latest project. Here is a sneak peek of one of his songs in his new album called Falling Back.
I know you know all about it. I know deep down you'll feel the same. I know you know how I feel. I know you know how I feel.
In other news, Bachelor alum Tia Booth has announced a pregnancy. The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise alum announced on Instagram that she's expecting a child with her fiancé, Taylor Mock. No news on the gender has yet been revealed, but the couple is very happy about this news. That's all for today. Today's Bronc Buzz was presented by Borough Market Restaurant Bar and Cafe 72. For the most unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch experience in Mercer County, you must try Cafe 72 in Ewing. To take a sneak peek at their everything is made from scratch and cooked order menu online, it's cafe72ewing.com. And don't forget to check back in for your next episode of The Bronc Buzz with your host, Heather Batesel, here at Rider University.
The tea never stops spilling, so stay notified with The Bronc Buzz every day. And to catch up on past gossip, you can listen to The Bronc Buzz on your favorite podcasting platforms through our website, 1077thebronc.com/BroncBuzz. As we return to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.